What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our midweek look, our Wednesday morning look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Third Criminal Case Settlement Court decided to call Adolfo Chichi de Obarrio, who was the private secretary of former President Ricardo Martinelli, to trial for the alleged commission of the crimes of money laundering and unjustified enrichment. The third deputy judge, Celia de la Rosa, through an order dated the 14th of November, also ruled to prosecute Yvette Barasayo and Silvano Mancini, ex-wife and mother of de Obarrio respectively, and Maria Alejandra Saleno Gomez for the same crimes. On the 9th of March of 2018, the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office referred the prosecutor's hearing to the court with a request to summon the four defendants to trial for their alleged participation in the crimes of unjustified enrichment and money laundering. According to the investigation, an audit report from the Comptroller's Office states that de Obarrio earned income of more than $3.7 million while he was a public official, but could not justify the origin of these funds. The call to trial of de Obarrio and Barasayo occurs at a time when the ex-partner is facing custody of their underage daughter. This Tuesday, the 15th of November, Barasayo told the radio program of journalist Alvaro Alvarado that Judge Matilde Sanchez of the First Court for Children and Adolescents ordered that the girl be handed over to her father. This is in Italy, as part of the international restitution process prompted by de Obarrio. Barasayo said that as part of this process, de Obarrio participated virtually in a hearing with Judge Sanchez, despite the fact that he has not appeared in other court cases that follow him, in some of which he has even been declared in absentia. On her official Instagram account, Barasayo wrote, "I can't believe it. It's intended to deliver my daughter to those who do not come to face Panamanian justice." She said that her ex-husband leads a life of partying and partying, and that she is unaware of his financial situation since they were married under the regime of separation of property. Article 254 of the Criminal Code establishes a range of prison sentences for the crime of money laundering from 5 to 12 years in prison. In principle, this would be the penalty applicable to one of the 36 people called to trial in the Odebrecht case, if they're finally found guilty. In the mixed order 9 of 2022, Judge Martinez qualified the summary prepared by the Public Ministry through the Special Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, and responded to all the incidents presented by the defence lawyers on page 32 of that order. Judge Martinez responds to the petition and explains how the prescription term is computed in the mixed inquisitive system. As a first step, the judge cites Article 1968-1968-B of the Judicial Code, which establishes that the statute of limitations for a crime is equal to the maximum penalty for said crime. Then the judge mentions Article 85 of the Penal Code, referring to continuous crime, which reads as follows, quote, "The repeated violation of the same criminal provision is considered a single crime when it reveals that it is the execution of the same criminal purpose. In this case, the penalty will be increased from one-third to one-half," unquote. In the Odebrecht case, this is an alleged repetition of the alleged crime of money laundering. That is, this criminal case is considered as a continuing crime. Martinez explains the following on the subject, quote, "The crime investigated has a maximum penalty of 12 years in prison. Adding 6 years, the result is 18 years in prison. By an analogy, this would apply to all the other cases of the Odebrecht scandal and even the Blue Apple case, among others." The Tribunal Electoral completely closed the process of expulsion and revocation of mandate against 15 deputies of the Cambio Democratico, the CD party. Through Edict 64 of 2022, the Tribunal Electoral magistrates announced a ruling in which they confirm in all its parts the resolution of the 10th of October of this year, issued within the challenge lawsuit, which was promoted by the lawyer Carlos Carrillo Gomila. In Against Resolution 01-22 of June the 10th of this year. This was issued by the Court of Honour and Discipline of the CD. The document, dated 14th of November of 2022, bears the signature of judges Alfredo Juncker, Heriberto Arruz, Eduardo Valdez Escofri, and the entity's secretary, Mirtha Varea de Duran. Now, this is one of the last performances of Arruz as a magistrate of the Tribunal Electoral, who on November the 14th left the office that he held for 10 years to make way for his replacement, the lawyer Luis Guerra. It must be remembered that the CD Honour and Disciplinary Tribunal in the first instance expelled the dissident deputies and revoked their mandate for treason to the party. However, last September, the Tribunal Electoral approved the annulment and archive of the case that was open to 15 CD deputies. In the opinion of the Tribunal Electoral magistrates, there was a violation of due process. After learning of this decision, the president of the CD, Romelu Roux, announced that he would present an appeal of unconstitutionality before the Supreme Court of Justice. Despite the voices that point out that Bill 907, which reforms the organic law of the Comptroller General of the Republic, approved in October by the National Assembly, would appear to be unconstitutional, one of its promoters does not see it that way. The proposal, which is in the hands of President Laurentino Cortizo for his veto or sanction, apart from creating the career for the officials of that institution, contemplates at least four articles that, in the opinion of the lawyer and former official of that entity, Ernesto Cedeño, would promote a partial veto by the executive. These are Articles 14, 22, 31 and 46. Now, the lawyer, who sees as a positive that a career has been created for the officials of the Comptroller's Office, stated that the reform would also weaken the entity's supervisory role. For example, he explained that Article 22 seeks to empower the Comptroller to regulate the issue of internal government audits. Well, the functions of the Comptroller's Office are clear in the Constitution, and that it is not there, he said. It violates the principle of separation of power because internal auditors are officials of the entity that appoints them, and they will not be able to be dismissed if they commit something unworthy. He pointed out that Article 14 is an inconvenience because all officials, including the Comptroller's Office, are exonerated from a criminal investigation from an act that originates regardless of whether the institution endorsed it or not. Now, added to this is Article 46, which exonerates the controllership officials as management employees in the jurisdiction of accounts. And as we make our way up to the festive season, the Mayor's Office of Panama will allocate some $5.7 million for the Christmas parade and lighting for the end-of-the-year holidays. The Mayor of the District of Panama, José Luis Fábregas, said that the Christmas parade, which is scheduled for December the 11th, will cost $2.8 million. The company that was hired for this is Festiventos. Meanwhile, the lighting of the 33 sites in the District of Panama will cost $2.9 million and will be under the responsibility of the Contraseñas company. In both cases, the contracts have been made directly, taking into account the proximity of the celebrations, the mayor said at a press conference. It was announced it was the announcement of the activities alluding to the season's Let's Dream Panama, Christmas is Here, which will start from December the 1st to the 6th of January of next year. The mayor also reported that 450 temporary sales stalls were confirmed around the sites that will be decorated. Another 150 stalls have been authorized to be located on the parade route, which will begin from 4 p.m. at the Seed Food Market and end on the coastal strip in Haitia. That day, the presentation of 12 floats is expected, in addition to the same number of delegations, including musical bands and special presentations. Yeah, a lot to look forward to. Won't be long, will it? And that's it. There's our look for this Wednesday. That's some of those things are in the local news compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.